Episode 2217, The Way to Get Started.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy day. How is your week going so far? I know. You made some plans, didn't you? And now the plans are all tossed out. You're like, I had it so ready for the week. Well, take a deep breath. It's Wellness Wednesday, the way to get started. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, one thing we all have in common that either promotes or distracts us from becoming our healthier selves is our mouths. As Walt Disney says, the way to get started is to quit talking and start doing. Who would have thought that Walt Disney would give us some healthy advice? Oh, yes. So let me ask you this. How many excuses have you discovered over the last month when it comes to you and your health? Have you used your schedule? Have you used your kids? Ah, come on now, be honest. It's probably been more than you want to even count. But I want you to be honest. For those who make New Year's resolutions, do you know on average only 8% succeed? That's not a favorable success rate. In fact, it really makes me sad. And I mean, I'm kind of like, why even make a New Year's resolution if I know I don't even have 10% chance of succeeding? And just think, over 85% of those resolutions involve something that's health related. So why do we make them? Well, because we know we need change. We know that something has to be different than what we're doing. But when I think about it, I'm like, seriously, I mean, really, honestly, it makes me sad as a human being. All of those people giving up on the reflection they want to see in themselves. Are you sitting there today? Maybe you haven't dropped everything, but you've dropped a little bit. And then what happens? You let that guilt factor come in. It's like, gosh darn it, I can't win for losing. Every single time I try, it's like five steps back. So why even try? Does it really have to be this hard to get healthy? Well, you tell me. How long has it been for you? Are you struggling even though you are where you are because you find your self-talk to be destructive even with where you are? What is it? Every day does not have to be a battle. It doesn't. But I know for most of us, it is simply that. It is a battle. And at times, it's a war. I know I fought many wars with myself. The reflection that I saw in the mirror was not who I wanted to see. I'd go in my closet and I'd say, I have nothing to wear. And I would get on the computer and I'd order something new. Or way back in the olden days, I would go into a store, hit even the clearance rack because we had five kids. So we couldn't afford a whole lot. But I would get the markdown of the markdown of the markdown. And I would say, okay, this will do. At least it fits me. But really, did that help me at all? No. It satisfied a longing only because it filled a gap. And that gap was because I wasn't doing what I needed to do for myself. Is that you? Is that the battle that you're fighting with yourself? I'm here to tell you, every day does not have to be a battle. It's time to check your mouth so you can feel great about yourself. Quit talking and start doing. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Quit talking and start doing it. We're taking it from Walt Disney himself. Come on, let's put on some Mickey Mouse ears and let's be serious for a moment. The one thing we all have in common when it comes to health is our mouths. They get in the way with the words we speak to ourselves to the entry point where the food slides down and enters the stomach and then we hope something good happens. It doesn't always happen. It depends on our genetic makeup. It depends on what we're putting in. Sometimes our body rejects the food. Sometimes it says, ooh, this is so good. We're going to hold on to it. We're going to store it forever. It's time to hush your mouth and put yourself into action. Quit talking and start doing. So how can we actually do that? Get out of our own way. Number one, adapt to your doing. What you are starting is worth adapting to. Change is hard, right? It is. It is uncomfortable, but remember, change is a constant. So we have to be willing to adapt to our doing. What is it? For me, months ago, I started walking again. I really wanted to run, but my body said, Christiane, you're just not ready for that. And I was like, seriously? And I fought it for a while. And I was like, I can run. And I would go and I would run on the treadmill thinking that, okay, we're going to, you know, decrease the pounding on the pavement and I'm going to be on the treadmill. I could control that, right? Here comes the control. My mouth is talking. My brain is trying to be convinced that, oh yeah, I've got all the answers. And my body said, oh, no, you do not. I'm hurting again. And I would have another setback. And I'm like, seriously? So finally, I said to myself, we're starting out the way I was created. Nope, I don't want to lay down on my tummy and do Superman. I don't want to crawl. I'm going to walk. Yes, I went to the, you know, one-year-old stage of life. You know, my grandson's not quite there yet, but pretty soon we'll be encouraging him to do one simple thing, and that is to walk. I set out to do just that, to walk. Now, some people say, well, that's easy. Do you do walking every day? Not going to run errands, not picking up your kids, not just going from your bathroom to your bedroom to your kitchen. No, I mean intentionally walking. It is your exercise. There's a lot of people who do not. As a whole, I walk a minimum of 6 days a week. Now, that's not to put myself up on a pedestal. I'm just saying I made a commitment to myself and I said, I want to walk. Did I get it right the first time? Nope. I had to get up the next day and say, okay, you said you were going to walk. So I began to adapt myself. Oh, wait, guess what? There's the weather. I don't control the weather. If it's cold outside, do I go out and walk? Yes, I do. I wear my Oompa Loompa jacket. I look funny, but guess what? I am warm and I walk and I walk. I cannot tell you enough how many times I have been stopped in my neighborhood, and these are on major streets, 20 miles per hour. They're on a mission and they stop and pull up next to me and they roll down their window and they say, Christiane, I just want you to know how much you inspire me. I admire what you do every day. That happens at least twice a week. No, I'm not exaggerating. I'm telling you this because why? I adapted to my doing. That's what you need to do. Drop the excuses and just do. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. There are days that I don't want to go outside. And believe it or not, you can ask my neighbors, I walk out in the rain. My husband thinks I'm crazy. Now, I don't do it when it's thunder and lightning. We don't get that a lot down here. If there is thunder and lightning, you better believe I'm not outside. But a nice gentle rain, yes, I am outside. It's actually very refreshing. And it's like I get two showers in a day, a heavenly one and then my earthly one, meaning it comes out of my faucet. So adapt to your doing. You got this. You just have to hush the mouth and put yourself into action. So what does that look like for you? Where can you adapt to your doing? Number two, begin in the moment. It's not about what you did or didn't do yesterday. Oh my goodness, we get hung up on that. Oh, I didn't walk. You know, I went last weekend to see my grandbaby. And oh my gosh, he is adorable, by the way. Total side note. But he is precious and he is growing. And I hate it that I miss even one day with him. But it is what it is. And so I enjoy the time with him. Well, guess what? We were there and the one day, the full day that I had there, I did not do my intentional walking. Now I could have said, oh, you are such a bad woman. You didn't go and do it. There was your sixth day. You missed it. No, I didn't say that because it wasn't about my yesterday. It also wasn't about my plan for tomorrow. You see, Sunday came along and guess what? I was out walking. And by the way, I did 9 miles. Yeah. It wasn't 9 miles because I wanted to do 9 miles. I had time to do 9 miles. I was feeling good. And guess what? I thought, oh, I didn't do it Saturday, so why not go a little few extra steps? You have this moment. It's not about yesterday, and it's not about the future. Begin in the moment. Be present. So where can you begin in the moment? Maybe it is where you have your hand on that beautiful stainless steel refrigerator and you're opening it up and you're going, I know I'm hungry, and you're going to grab for something that you really shouldn't be grabbing for. Begin in the moment. Make a different choice. Be present. Think about that feeling. You know what it's like when you put junk food in your mouth and then 30 minutes later, you're like, seriously, why did I do that to myself? Why feel that way? If you pause for 5 to 10 seconds and you allow yourself to feel what you felt that 30 minutes after you ate that last time, then guess what? You'll make a different decision. So how can you begin in the moment? And finally, number 3, commit to the process. If you get so set on the results, when you fall off the wagon, you're going to quit faster. True story. The last month has been challenging. I do have a very good relationship with the scale. I'm being honest here. A lot of people don't. If the scale doesn't move, they're like, oh my gosh, my body's not doing anything. And they go into the wormhole and they chase this whole thing of like, oh, well, I'm just going to quit. Might as well eat, do whatever I want to do. No. So I went 1 week, the scale didn't move. I'm like, seriously? Now, understand this. I don't watch the scale just to move for pounds. I'm looking at it for inflammation. So I do a lot of testing on my body. I may eat different foods. I do an elimination diet at times. And so there are times that I'm like, okay, I know these foods are fine. I neutralize my body and then I introduce one thing. And then I wait till the next day to see how my body reacts. When I say I eat a cupcake and I gain 5 pounds, literally it's gaining 5 pounds on the scale. Now, does that mean it's 5 pounds of fat? No, it's not exactly that. It's inflammation. Water retention. My cells going, whoop, whoop, something's wrong here. So I have a different way of using the scale. The scale can tell you many stories. Unfortunately, a lot of us get stuck on, I'm not losing weight. And we stop there. Back to my story. 1 week, the scale did not move. 2 weeks, the scale did not move. I'm like, seriously? So I upped a few things. My walking, increased my water, drinking what I was taking in. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I need to pull back a little bit in this area and then increase in this area. So I played with that. 3rd week, guess what? No movement. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm like, all right. Now, I got to tell you, I was getting a bit disturbed that I was not seeing what? My results. But you see, I told myself, Christiane, you know better. You know what you need. You know what your body needs. Look at how you feel, right? Really think about that. Look at yourself in the mirror. See how those, yes, jeans, the skinny jeans are fitting on you. When they're loose, you're doing something right. All these little reminders to tell me, keep going. Right? I had to quit talking and start doing. So I continued it. 4th week. Man, 4th week started, there was still no movement. Midweek, I was like, I'm getting on that scale and see what happens. It's still not moving. Went all the way past the 4th week. I came into the 2nd day of the 5th week. Oh, the angel sang. The scale moved by 4 pounds. I kid you not. I'm like, huh. It sure would have been nice. It would have been a pound a week. It'd been a lot nicer for me. Would have saved my blood pressure just a little bit. But you see, what did I do? I was committed to the process. I wasn't committed to the results. Because you see, I was getting results. But the result that I was looking at that time was what? The scale. The scale could have derailed me and I didn't allow it to. Where in your health journey right now, your healthy lifestyle, can you commit to the process? Is it about eating healthier fats? Maybe eating less meat and maybe adding in avocados or nuts. Maybe it's drinking more water. Or maybe it's more intentional movement, like literally getting outside and walking. I remember living up north, I would get out and walk in the snow. Even if it was sleeting, I would walk. Now, if it was below zero, I drew the line. I was like, yeah, we're not doing that. That's not good for me because I may come in looking like a zombie snowman that is topped with, you know, red cheeks, and I may not be breathing right, so probably not a good idea. But other than that, I was outside. Commit to the process. I like to think of things this way. Change comes with resistance. The world was not created by great people. It was the opportunities in which ordinary people rose up and became extraordinary where the world became great. You matter, my friend. Sister, I'm telling you, it's time for you to love who you are, but you have to be willing to rise up beyond what holds you back. And brother, same goes for you. Health doesn't come in a pill, nor does it come from your past or future. Create your now. The result isn't immediate, but your action creates momentum that keeps the goal in front of you. Take aim, right? Why do you think I say it all the time? Take aim. Action ignites motivation. It gets you smiling. We all need a reason to smile, and it's not just because that scale is moving. Yeah, it's great when it does, but what happens when you reach that goal weight? You still have work to do. Every day is a new day. Every day you have that opportunity to live healthy. So the challenge for you today, what would it feel like to meet one of your health goals? Just one. What would it feel like to you? What would it give you? Would it change your life in any way? Would you gain more confidence? Would you look at yourself differently? Maybe you would explore your dream that you've put on the back burner because of yourself achieving that health goal. What is it for you? I want you to think about that throughout the day. Because I promise you, when you quit talking and you start doing, that's when life changes. This is your extraordinary moment. Go out, create your now. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.